I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iranian-American pastor Saeed Abedini is appealing his conviction. The American Center for Law and Justice's Tiffany Barron says it'll happen in the next 20 days. On Sunday, he was sentenced to 8 years for disrupting national security. What other recourse does he have? Advocacy and prayer. Why does Iran come down so hard on Christians? Barron says,
they see that Christianity is a threat because it's growing in Iran. And Iran is a theocracy of Islam. And so as the youth start to turn to Christ, they find that they have less control over their people.
Next, 20,000 more refugees have left Syria and are overwhelming refugee camps in Jordan. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle is in the Middle East. He says Syrians were unreachable with the gospel before the war. Now there are 300,000 refugees in Jordan today. Doyle says Christians are excited about the opportunities.
Our leaders believe that this is the time to reach Syrians like never before. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Assad will stand or he'll fall. We don't know. God has opened this door. His hand is all over it.
And women in Haiti are learning how to build a better life for themselves. Through training centers operated by Christian World Outreach, women learn valuable job skills. A team from Denver recently visited the center to help with sewing projects and share Christ. CWO's Greg Yoder, not me, says,
exciting to watch as they've worked with them and set beside them and help those who are having a hard time learning to do some of the projects and just being the hands of God here and loving on these ladies and making them feel that they are worth something.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.